Good afternoon, everyone. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I see a sea of green out there. But on this second Sunday in Lent, Jesus takes us to the mountaintop. And there we see Jesus transfigured in all of his glory as the Son of God. And you know, there's always something awe-inspiring about a mountaintop experience with Jesus. And these mountaintop experiences are meant to strengthen our own faith and to give us courage for our own journey. The transfiguration took place on Mount Tabor shortly before Jesus would go back down the mountain and be crucified. Now the disciples were also given a glimpse of the heavenly glory, and their transfiguration experience helped them to prepare to face the many struggles that they would have to endure after Jesus' death. That the disciples wanted to remain permanently on the mountaintop, far away from the struggles and the concerns of everyday life. But Jesus says no, and instead he leads them back down the mountain to the valley below, and it is there that the disciples are called to meet the people of the town and to minister to their needs. And we are also called to do this same thing. You know, I think the one thing that we can all take away today is that Jesus gave us the Mass as our mountaintop experience, to experience his transfiguration every single week as the bread and the wine are turned to his body and blood. And then this gives us the strength to endure whatever challenges that we are facing in our own life. And it also gives us the strength to minister to the needs of others. A priest friend of mine, not Father Clement, it was really a good holy priest, that told me a while back that the Mass is like a filling station. This is our first. I get here tired, exhausted, beat up, and feeling weak. But when I leave, I don't know about you, but sometimes I don't want to leave. The prayers, the Eucharist, the music, and surrounded by wonderful people. Sometimes I just want to stay. I want to forget all about my problems and just hope that they will all go away. There are many things that we don't want to go back to and face in our life sometimes. But every Sunday, after being on the mountaintop here at Mass, God gives us the strength to continue on our journey and to endure anything that we face in front of us. There is nothing that we can't handle given the strength that we have now received. And the Lord calls each of us to go back down the mountain and back into the real world and into our lives next week. And it is there that we are called to give of ourselves and to help others along the way and to glorify God by our own life. I have a good friend back in Michigan. My wife and I were his sponsors as he was going through RCIA to become baptized and receive his sacraments and become fully Catholic. He originally had told us that he was only doing this for his wife and his children, but we could just see week after week how he was really growing in his faith. We had our weekend retreat right before the week of Holy Week, and he had a close encounter with God for the first time in his life. And it was amazing to see the change in him. And he would tell us that he sees things so differently now. Everything seemed so clear. When we make God a priority in our own life, I will never forget him saying, "Jim, I don't want to leave here. Being with all these loving people who genuinely care about me and my family and for each other. And now, knowing how much God cares for me, I don't want to go back into the real world. I want to stay here forever." And I believe that's what the disciples also felt that day on Mount Tabor. But with Jesus, they must descend back down the mountain to the valley below, to the Garden of Gethsemane, and on to Calvary. And you know, on the mountain, the disciples didn't want to leave. In the Garden of Gethsemane, they didn't want to stay. And when Jesus was arrested, they all fled. And can't we all identify with that? We want to stay on the mountaintop forever. And in those moments of trial, don't we all want to flee? We need to always remember to run to God and not away from God in times of our trials and tribulations. And don't we sometimes forget that the Lord, it will not always be a bed of roses. But he tells us, if anyone wants to come after me, he must pick up his cross daily and follow me. The transfiguration was a mountaintop experience for the apostles and one that prepared them for their future trials. And for Jesus, it was a turning point in his life. But now he must descend back down into the valley to that road to face his passion, his death, and his resurrection. The transfiguration gave Jesus a foretaste of his glory, and in that strength of that joy, he now could endure his cross. Lent calls each of us to transform ourselves and each other by the power of God's love within us. And the best way to do that is to follow God the Father's advice in today's gospel reading. This is my chosen son. Listen to him. Listen to him in your prayers, and he will direct you as to what to do. Look for him on whatever hill or valley that you may be in, and you will find him wherever he may lead you. Yes, the Mass is our mountaintop experience, one that prepares us for the trials of our day. And the Eucharist is the source and the summit of our lives. And it is in that joy and consolation of communion that we all say with Peter, Lord, it is good for us to be here, and we do not want to leave. But soon we will hear the words, go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. And that's a great reflection for all of us to spend some time on during Lent. How are we glorifying the Lord by our own life? And if we're not, how can we start? Now leaving Mass, we can pick up our cross to face the trials of another week. But having been on the mountaintop, we know that nothing can separate us from the love of God made visible in our Lord Jesus Christ. Hopefully, not even a bad homily from a deacon.